Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Mabel Edmond. We're happy that you thought enough of us to tune in tonight. At this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for how you touched us. We thank you for thine anointing. We thank you for how you encouraged us. You strengthened us through your word. We thank you for prayer on today. We know that prayer changes things. We know that prayer will get the job done. Glory to God. We pray that you will help us. Strengthen us even the more. Help us to drive and to go forward in you. Help us to do thy will, Lord. Speak your words. Go where you send us. Help us to do what you told us to do. Help us to take faith and move out on your word. Trusting in you, Lord. Believing that you will do just what you said you would do. We're waiting on you, Lord. Trusting in thy holy word. We know thou art a comforter. We know you're able to comfort them that are in bereavement. Those who have lost loved ones, touch them right now, Lord. Encourage their souls. Strengthen their hearts. Help them to stand and to go through. Have mercy today. Look on the unsaved souls. Save them today. Help them to repent of their sins and give their life to you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. You said, call unto you, and you said you would answer. Glory to God, we believe your word on today. Your word is true. Your word cannot fail. We are dependent on you, O Lord. No other help we know. Meet us here today. Send your word. Send thine anointing. Bless your people. Bless every listener. Those who are going through tests and trials, we pray that you will help them to endure. Help them to go through, O Lord. Help them today, Lord. Be merciful, O Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash and make everyone whole. Oh, my God, let the sick be healed. Oh, my God, all those who are suffering, those who are hospitalized. Oh, my God, we know you're able to save. Go into the hospital. Heal their bodies. Heal their souls. Deliver, Lord. Look on those who are listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them right now. We know you can heal. We are dependent on you. In the name of Jesus, thou art a mighty healer, and you're still working miracles. Oh, my God, we are looking to you as never before. No other help we know. You are our strength today. You are our help. You are our hope. No other help we know, Lord. We're down here waiting on you, trusting in your word. Oh, my God, go with us and stand by us. Ever lead us on, oh, Lord. Help us to make this journey. We're seeking to please you and to do your will. Help us to speak your words. Put your words in our mouths. Help us today, oh, Lord. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us to live according to thy word. And, my Lord, I pray that you look upon us. If there be anything that shouldn't be in our lives, we pray that you have mercy on us. We pray that you move it. We pray that you help us to be right. Help us to be saved in the end. When this life is over, help us to be caught up to meet you in the air. In the name of Jesus, we just want to be ready. Oh, my God, have mercy today, oh, Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash away every malady of sin. Blot out of transgressions. And we will be thankful unto you and bless your name. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming from Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture. And it will be taken from the 15th number of Psalms. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, and in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth not, putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 15th number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that beautiful scripture that was read from the 15th number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word coming through Sister Cheryl Edmond. At this time, we want to give you some announcements. We want to remember on our prayer list, we want to remember Dr. Alice Tolbert, Ceddie Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Ventria Blackshear, the May family, family of Marva Talley, and the Anderson family, Sister Rosetta Lee, Sister Gracie White and her family, Bruce Williams, Darlene Merle, Mother Marshall, and let's keep Justin's family in our prayer. He passed away in a car accident, and the family is grieving, but we know that God is able to take them through their time of bereavement. We also want to remember Sheree Freeman, who lost her husband. So we thank the Lord for what he is doing. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we also want to say that if you'd like to listen in to this broadcast, we are here on Tuesday night and Sunday night at 7 p.m. on the Gospel Truth broadcast. The conference line number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 5847-681-pound. And we invite you to tune in Tuesday and Sunday night at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for our announcements. We are in the near future expecting to have our first Family and Friends Day. And we're looking to have a guest speaker, and we will give you further information in the near future. So let us pray. Let us remember to pray for those souls and pray for the success of the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission that has just opened its doors, and the Lord truly is blessing. We want you to pray for us. Remember us in your prayers, those of you that can get a word of prayer through. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia if she would give us a solo or a selection, or either she can give words of encouragement at this time. That is Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. God bless you.
Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. Oh, Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. He's mine in the morning, mine in the evening, Jesus is mine. Oh, Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go and everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. One more time. Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Oh, everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine.
Praise the Lord. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go and everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. Praise the Lord. I thank God. We're living in a time now where people need encouragement. They need to be comforted. They're going through so many things down here, and we're going to go to the Word of God. Before we go into the Word of God, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to preach the word of God. We pray that you will touch and bless in your word and send thine anointing. Have your way and let your will be done, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the word of God. We're going to go to the book of 2 Corinthians. The first chapter in verse 1, and also Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and I believe about the first verse. Praise the Lord. We're going to speak to you tonight. The Word of God is telling us that God is our comfort. The God, he is the God of all comfort. And my theme tonight, them that mourn. He will comfort them that mourn. I tell you, sometimes we have to cry sometimes. We go before the Lord, and it seems like there's no words that we could pray, but we just have to moan sometimes or mourn before the Lord. Glory to God. And sometimes we're going through troubles and trials in our lives that cause us to mourn. Glory to God. Sometimes we go through bereavements. We lose loved ones, and we mourn before the Lord. And sometimes these tests and trials are so vehement, it just seems like there's no relief. We cannot get through it. But God knows how to comfort his people. He knows when to come and comfort us. I thank God for his mercy and his love toward the people of God. He loves us, and he knows what we're going through. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation that they may be able to bear it. Oh, glory to God. He knows how to fix every situation in our lives. The word of God tells us in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, in verse 1, he said, comfort ye my people, save your God, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. Glory to God. I believe the word of God came on this morning. On Founders Day, said, little children, God said, your sin has been forgiven. Glory to God. The Bible says that her iniquity is pardoned, for she had received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Glory to God. You see, the God we serve is a forgiving God. The God we serve is a comforter. Jesus told the disciples, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, but I go to my Father,
and I will send you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth. Glory to God. A comforter will comfort you in the time of trouble, when you are going through your test and when you're being tried. The comforter will comfort you. Glory to God. So Jesus went on back to the Father, and he sent the disciples and told them to go to the upper room and wait there in Jerusalem until they become endued with power from on high. They went on back to Jerusalem and began to wait on the Lord. They waited 2 and 3 and 4 days, 5 and 6 and 7 days, 8 and 9, and on the 10th day, the place where they were assembled was shaken, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Glory to God, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, which is that comforter that Jesus spoke of. Glory to God. The comforter will take you through. He will cause you to press your way. The comforter will cause you to be thankful unto the Lord, to give thanks unto God for all things. That's what we must do in the time of trouble, in the time of heartache, in the time of burden, tests and trials. We must be thankful unto the Lord and bless his holy name for the great and wonderful things that God has already done in our lives. And the comforter will cause you to go through that test. He will cause you to stand in the midst of trouble. Glory to God. I thank God because he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation that they may be able to bear it. Glory to God. He said, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common unto man. But God will, with the temptation, provide a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. He'll make a way out of no way. He'll open up a door. He'll lift that heavy burden. He said, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Glory to God. You can cast it on Jesus. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God cares today. He cares about you. He's concerned about your welfare. He's concerned about your health. He's concerned about your life. God is concerned about your soul. That's why to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, trust in the Lord, do good, and verily thou shalt be fed. Hallelujah. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, for evildoers shall soon be cut off and wither as the green herb. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God abideth forever. God's word is going to stand. That's why I've taken that as word. He will comfort you. Glory to God. Just stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage, but hold fast to sound words, and be not moved. Don't be soon shaken with every wind and every doctrine, but hold fast to sound words. Hold on in the time of trouble. Hold on when you have to mourn before the Lord. Hold on when you have to go before God and just wait there in prayer. But hold on. Let Jesus come and comfort your soul. He will comfort you. He will take you through. He'll help you to make this journey. He'll help you to stand in the midst of it all. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what happened in your life. God will come, and he'll come that right early. He'll fix the situation and comfort your soul. He'll dry the tears from your eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Glory to God. You may have to weep now, but God said in his word, for ye shall laugh. Glory to God. God will take you through. He will comfort you. He will make a way. Revelation 21:4. The word of God said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more crying, no more weeping, no more pain, no more testing trials. It'll all be over, and you'll be able to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. If you stay in the word of God, if you hold on and endure to the end, the word of God said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax away. That shall endure to the end. The same shall be saved. Glory to God, you can be saved if you just hold on. Let Jesus fix it. Let him comfort your soul, because he cares about you. He's concerned about your soul. He wants to see you go on. He don't want your soul to be lost. He don't want you to lose out, but he wants you to be saved. You can give it over to the Lord today. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you're going through. There's nothing too hard for God. He can solve every problem. He can fix every situation. He can take you through. But you got to look to him. You got to trust in him. You got to take him at his word. Don't doubt him. Keep believing him anyway. Regardless if the odds is against you, when it seems like nothing is going to be moved, keep trusting in God. Keep looking to him and taking him at his word. Glory to God. I know God will do it because he said he would in his word. We thank God today for his word. There may be somebody that's carrying a heavy burden, somebody that's carrying a heavy load, and somebody's in mourning. God can turn your mourning into dancing once again. Glory to God. If you want your sins forgiven, God can forgive your sins. If you want to come back to the Lord, God can bring you back. Give it to Jesus today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this chance to come before you. Oh, my God, I pray that you look upon your soul. I pray that you will touch them, oh Lord. Give them strength. Help them to overcome. Help them, oh Lord, lift the burdens of their heart. Help them to go through their test and trial. Comfort them, oh Lord. Let them know their sins have been pardoned. Let them know that they've been forgiven. Just touch them, oh Lord. Help them today, oh Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Oh, my God, we're depending on you today. Bless in a special way. Save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bad. We know you're able. We believe you today. We take you at your word because we know your word is true. We are leaning and depending on you. You are our only hope. No other help we know. We thank you for this prayer today. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for your word. We thank you for every listener. We pray that you continue to touch and bless them. Continue to strengthen. Continue to heal. Continue to deliver. continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord at this time. We are going to give way that if Evangelist Cynthia would like to give remarks, she may do so at this time. The Lord, we thank the Lord. We want to say if there's any minister that is on the line and you feel that you have a message that you that the Lord has given to you and you would like to bring that message forth, you can call in at 701-802-5175. And the access code is 5847-681-POUND. And we will give you an opportunity to bring forth the word of God. We thank you for listening in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. Until next week, praise the Lord. Until Tuesday, we hope to meet again on this broadcast. God bless you and good night.